Just think, the McRib you get today could be your last McRib ever. What do you do? Write about it? Meme about it? Or do you simply enjoy every saucy, tangy bite? Decide during the McRib Farewell Tour. Now at McDonald's. Order ahead on the app.
At participating McDonald's. App download and registration required.
Adyen, the payments platform that adapts with your business so you can accept all kinds of payments with one single integration. Visit Adyen, ADYEN.com to learn more.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Single Storm podcast.
Recall on Tuesday, I mentioned that ABC air quotes news was laying the predicate for what many considered was a steal. Basically saying, yeah, it's going to look like in the early days that you Republicans have won the election, but as we get more of these absentee and mail-in ballots in, those leads are going to, quote, dwindle or crumble completely. That's what ABC News was laying down, and other news outlets were laying down. Even Beijing Biden and his administration were laying down those predicates before the election. Here is Biden's new brain, Karine Jean-Pierre, doing just that.
It took 2 weeks to call every state. In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He has been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work. And it's important for us to all be patient while votes are being counted.
Okay, that's not how it's supposed to work. This is how it works now since the socialists changed the rules in the 2020 election. And I'm sorry, this is not the way it's supposed to be. We should not accept this is the way it's supposed to be, and we ought to stop whatever is making it like this, to where you have Republicans with insurmountable leads, and then all of a sudden, because of all of these magical ballots appearing out of nowhere, all of a sudden they don't. And it's on this false predicate, it's based on this false predicate, my friends, that individuals who are early voting are all Democrats. They're all left-wing votes. And in places like Texas, we now know that a lot of the enthusiasm was for the Republican Party, was for conservatives in early voting. So the idea that all of the early votes coming in are going to push Democrats over the top to maintain some of their electoral positions is obscene and absurd, and it is not how it has always been. Folks, this election is going to be, you know, working itself out over the coming weeks, but there are still folks who have done a lot of investigation into the 2020 election and found a lot of problems there as well. You will hear from a journalist and someone who's written a book on the subject of the 2020 election. That's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Folks, I had the opportunity to sit down with my next guest before the elections because his book was just that good. I wanted to make sure that I got it recorded and into the podcast and ready to get out to you folks as soon as humanly possible. Robert Knight, a journalist and columnist for the Washington Times. He's the author of a new book, Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. Mr. Knight, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chris.
Well, tell me about your book. Tell me about the research. What did you find?
Well, I got tired of seeing news reports that kept saying that anyone who questioned the election results in 2020 had no reason to do it. Things were groundless, baseless, false, falsehoods. In fact, anytime President Trump brought it up, it was always President Trump's false claims that there were problems in 2020. So I gathered all the evidence I could out there that's documented and put it all together in one pretty tight book. It's about 160 pages. And I came away after looking at it all, and I concluded that, yeah, the election was stolen. It was rigged by big tech and media and by the Russian collusion hoax. The laws were changed to get rid of election safeguards. They used COVID-19 to weaken the most common election safeguards like voter ID, signature requirements for absentee ballots. They put up unmanned ballot boxes in Democrat neighborhoods.
Yep.
But one of the worst things was the $400 million that Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan poured into Democrat get-out-the-vote operations that they ran out of actual election offices. In fact, five cities in Wisconsin in particular, Green Bay and a number of others, they just took over the offices. This shouldn't be allowed to happen in a free, self-governing republic.
Very true. And just a slight correction, because, see, there's, Mr. Knight, there have been differing ways, and I'm going to get to 2,000 Mules here in a minute, your efforts here in a minute, but the Salcedo Show has been focused on the breaches of law. So these, there were no laws changed in the various states, with the exception of Nevada. Nevada's legislature said, well, we got to do something. So they got together and they carved out new laws as is called for under the Constitution, and they proved you could do that. However, in Pennsylvania, they didn't do that. In Georgia, they didn't do that. In Wisconsin, they didn't do that. And in Michigan, they didn't do that. They had the courts and the governors in those states making those changes, which were illegal. They didn't have the legal authority under the Constitution to make those changes. And I've been screaming that since 2020, that we have definitive proof that four states did not conduct their elections commensurate to the Constitution and under their own laws. Now, I don't know whether those were conducted fairly or not, but I think it deserves investigation, don't you?
Oh, Chris, you're exactly right. I wish I hadn't used the word law, because you're exactly right. Election officials in some states, courts in others, changed the law unconstitutionally. In Pennsylvania in particular, they changed when the ballots could be submitted, what constituted a legal ballot, whether it had postmarks. They kept counting after the law said they couldn't count anymore. 17 states and Texas, led by Texas, tried to take the case to the Supreme Court before the election, alleging that their votes were jeopardized because of these practices in these other states that were unconstitutional. The Supreme Court wouldn't even look at it.
I know. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who I believe is part of the problem, administering the only court in the land that could settle disputes between the states, he refused to take the case because he knew those states violated their own laws. He knew it. And he knew that if it was allowed in the Supreme Court, that there was nobody with half a brain cell that could have ruled otherwise. So he denied it.
And he denied it on the grounds that they didn't have jurisdiction in the case, which is absurd.
It is.
But it's the only court that has to deal with the ultimate court to deal with disputes between the states. Who else could do it?
Right. Precisely. Precisely. Robert Knight is our guest, folks. He's a journalist and a columnist for the Washington Times. The name of the book, Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud. I'm sure you've seen 2,000 Mules. What do you think of Dinesh D'Souza's efforts?
Oh, I've got a whole chapter on that. The Mules Have It, it's called. And the researchers at True the Vote, a Texas-based election integrity group, bought millions of pings of data that track cell phones. And they tracked some what they call mules, which are people carrying ballots. And it's inexplicable what they found. There's no legitimate reason to have someone going to the same ballot, unmanned ballot box 20, 30, 40 times a night in between visits to Democrat activist-affiliated organizations. I mean, they weren't delivering grandma's ballot, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if you see 2,000 Mules, you will come away saying, my goodness, there was no way that was a fair and free election. But I want to get back to Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan pouring millions of dollars into takeovers of election offices. Apparently those organizations, the Center for Civic Life, they're still doing it. Zuckerberg isn't pouring $400 million in this election. And I think this election will be fairer than 2020, by the way. And I want to emphasize that because I hear people saying, well, if there's this much fraud, why should I vote? Well, you always should vote. There are so many close elections that are decided by a handful of votes that you don't want to risk being one of those people who sat it out.
Amen.
And they tighten the laws in many states. There's not as much lawfare going on. You know, lawfare is when they use the law to affect policy ends.
Right.
Sometimes legitimately, sometimes not.
Well, Mr. Knight, let me ask you about that, because I think that there are some Republicans, like I'm thinking of Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger, who are now running in elections themselves, and they want those elections to be fair. So all of a sudden, they backed initiatives to take all of Stacey Abrams' so-called reforms out that they had implemented. They actually worked to implement Stacey Abrams' lack of signature verification, all this stuff. Now that they're up for election, they want the elections to be fair, but they didn't care when it was Donald Trump on the ballot. Is that fair that they're now there are some Republicans who want to keep their jobs, so that's why this election is going to be fairer?
Well, you know, Brian Kemp for years was a leader in the fight for election integrity. That's why I was surprised that he seemed to have given in to some of Stacey Abrams' demands. He also got some good things in the law, too. They made sure voter ID was in place. The Democrats screamed all about it, but they ensured that was the situation.
Yeah, and they got record turnout. You know, they got record turnout now. You know, it's like they said, oh, it's going to suppress the vote, and they've got record turnout in Georgia. But again, the broader point.
Oh, yeah, that happens wherever you have voter ID.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's why the black legislators, the Democrats in Rhode Island, insisted on enacting a voter ID law.
Mm-hmm.
They said their people weren't turning out to vote because they didn't trust the elections anymore. And once they got voter ID in, then they felt that the turnout was more accurate.
That is a great point. That is the idea that, and this is pushed by the press, and it's pushed by Democrat legislators, same thing, press and Democrat legislators, same thing. This idea that minorities love to cheat at the ballot box and don't want to have a voter ID. It is 81%, the last polling I saw, of Americans, regardless of race, color, or creed, support voter ID. Robert Knight is our guest, folks. His name, the name of the book is Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop It. Beijing Biden says election results can take days. And he says that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way, that's normal. Mr. Knight, is Mr. Biden being truthful when he says that?
No, he's not. And look throughout American history. Most elections are decided on election day. And it's only been recently that we've had these odd situations like election month. Early voting and things like same-day registration and automatic registration. And I mean, they found about a dozen ways to try to get rid of election integrity. But people are onto them now. And I like what happened in Virginia in 2021. I live in Virginia, and we were worried that vote fraud might mar the governor's election. But they turned out platoons of lawyers, poll watchers. Lots of people volunteer to work at the polls, which is better than being a poll watcher because you can do something about it if you see something. And they flipped the governor, attorney general, lieutenant governor in the House. That wasn't supposed to happen in a so-called blue state. That can happen all over the United States if we have free and fair elections.
Well, that is true. And I think your point about we're on to them. They're still going to try in certain areas and in certain Democrat precincts they're going to be allowed. But, you know, I think that that's up to Democrats. Democrat voters, if you want to have cheating at the ballot box in your district, that's fine. Go ahead and just look the other way as you normally do when you make your you put these elected officials in charge of your life. But the rest of us will remember that we're supposed to have a government of, by, and for the people. Mr. Knight, we had J. Christian Adams on. You remember a former official at the former
Justice
District
Department
Attorney.
Yeah, voting section. Yeah, I know Christian personally.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had him on, and he said that he had a preference for balloting and for counting. He said, the United States must go to paper ballots with machine counting. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, he makes a strong case because he said paper ballots alone won't do it. It's too easy to cheat with those. And a lot of people said, oh, that's the answer. And he said, no, I saw them cheat when I was in the Justice Department. And as far as the regular voting machines, if there's no paper trail, you can't really check it. Look what happened to that clerk in Mesa County, Colorado. She was just trying to do her job, Tina Peters. The Dominion voting system said, we're going to scrub everything in 6 months from the 2020 data. And she said, wait a minute, our state law says you have to keep it for up to 2 years. I got to do my job. So she copied forensically the data. And then when they looked over the data, they found some serious anomalies. So they went after her and said she was tampering with proprietary data. I mean, this is how they operate. It's like arresting the cop instead of the mugger.
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems to be where we are. And it's, again, and we've made the analogy, too. It's if you oppose them doing harm to you, then they accuse you of being violent. it's the damnedest thing.
They're accusing us of doing what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's projection, it's called.
Yeah, it's the Salcedo Show axiom that says that leftists possess qualities in abundance that they project onto others. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, you've probably seen the video coming out of Brazil. This guy, Lula, who had held the office, what, twice before? Lula was in jail. The corrupt courts down there in Brazil wiped his slate clean. He gets out. He can't draw flies. Remind you of anybody? Can't draw flies to any of his events, but all of a sudden he's elected the next president of Brazil. And everywhere you can't swing a cat without hitting a Bolsonaro supporter inside of Brazil, nobody knows anybody who supported Lula. Nobody knows anybody who, and so that whole country is melting down right now. Do you smell something fishy down there in Brazil?
Yeah, it feels the same way after you saw the massive Trump rallies and saw virtually no support for Biden and somehow he wins. I mean, it's very similar. I don't know the mechanics of the Brazil election system, but I found it very odd that Bolsonaro, who has reinvigorated Brazil, made it one of the strongest countries, would be tossed out by this convicted criminal who didn't seem to have that much popular support. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either.
Yeah, and then did you have any pause when you found out that the CIA, the head of the CIA, warned Bolsonaro not to tamper with the machine voting down there?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that was reported in exclusive by Reuters. Reuters reported that the CIA warned Bolsonaro, wagged their finger saying, don't you dare do anything about, you've got to leave those electronic machines in place for your vote. And I thought that was kind of an odd play for the CIA to insist on another country's voting practices. You?
Well, they do have a history of interfering in other countries' affairs, let's face it. Our national security agencies, beginning with the FBI, have been compromised. They've been turned into political activity centers. The FBI played a big role in the 2020 steal, I would say. falsifying records to impress a FISA court, to issue warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. James Comey leaked information to the New York Times, mm-hmm. Trying to embarrass Trump after he was elected.
Yep, he
should have gotten rid of not only Comey but Christopher Wray and the rest of the leadership, so-called, at the FBI. I mean, they've been rotten to the core. They've become a political action group. It's a disgrace. I mean, we used to hold the FBI in high regard. I mean, I did. I no longer do that. I see them fanning out and going after parents who object too loudly at school board meetings. And, the average FBI agent is probably a very patriotic American. I happen to know one. In fact, I know a couple ex-agents as well. And they are true blue Americans, and they are appalled at what's going on at the top of that agency.
And they are leaking like crazy. They are going to members of Congress, documenting what their corrupt leaders are doing inside of those so-called law enforcement agencies and intelligence agencies. And the last question I have for you, Mr. Knight, is this idea that questioning elections is okay for Democrats, but it's never okay for a Republican to do. I am sick and tired of having that standard rammed down our throat. You?
Oh, yeah, election deniers. In fact, the Washington Post uses it in headlines all the time. Republicans back election deniers. I'm thinking, wait a minute, Stacey Abrams is still an election denier, although she denies that. Al Gore denied it, Hillary Clinton. I mean, they have denied and denied in many other elections, and then they accuse Republicans of doing the same. Hey, listen, I do want to tell people how to get my book.
Oh, no, I will. That was going to be the last thing.
Okay, just in case.
No, I wasn't going to let that go. That's for sure. But yeah, I am. Okay. We have a whole montage, as has President Trump, put together 10 minutes of Democrats denying elections, and we're told by the so-called fair press, oh, that's okay when Democrats do it. They're not fascists. They're not election deniers. That's true. But when you Republicans do it, that's a problem. When you conservatives do it, that's a problem, and that's treasonous and traitorous, and we're going to throw you in jail, we're going to deplatform you, we're going to silence your voice. So I think it's time we stop accepting that stupidity, and it is stupidity. And books like yours, Robert Knight, the book is called Crooked, What Really Happened in the 2020 Election and How to Stop the Fraud, is a big step toward that. Where can folks pick it up?
Okay, they can get it at djkm.org. That stands for D. James Kennedy Ministries, which published it. djkm.org/crooked.
All right. Mr. Knight, I appreciate the research and the fine content of your book. It may come in handy in the days ahead. All right, my friends, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites for me, will you please? The first one is texasscorecard.com. That's texasscorecard.com. That's where you find all the news that impacts Texas. And if it's impacting Texas, all likelihood it's going to impact these United States. Also want you to pay a visit to chrissalcedo.com, chrissalcedo.com. There, you can find out how to book me for a speech. You can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail if you wish. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV in the morning. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also, track us down, the Salcedo Show, on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern, every day until 5, Monday through Friday. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
So you want to bank locally, but switching is hard. And it's tough to find a local modern bank with all the bells and whistles. That's Broadway Bank. We have fast online account opening, an award-winning app with tons of 5-star reviews, quick online decisions for home and auto lending, a call center with Broadway bankers here in Texas. Yes, all the capabilities of those faraway big banks, but Broadway is locally sourced and personally delivered. Get started at Broadway.bank. Accounts and loans subject to change without notice and are subject to bank verification, eligibility, and qualification review. See website for details. Equal housing lender.
If you need to know the law to advance your career in human resources, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, we offer a career-defining Master of Legal Studies in HR and Employment Law Policy and Management to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex HR legal issues every industry faces. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your HR career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.